Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, coming at you here on a Tuesday on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys this afternoon. Coming up in 40 minutes, it'll be Nick Kostos with his thoughts on last night's Monday Night Football game. And honestly, not a whole lot to take away from like that game last night. Cowboys win, great, awesome for the fandom side of it. It was cool for them personally. It was obviously amazing. But like, this is not a playoff team. You look at the schedule. Like, let's just be for real about it. They're not going anywhere. And for the Raiders, they're just going to continue to be terrible. And I have to wear the L on that one. As somebody who was championing the Raiders ever since they traded for Geno Smith back in March, this is a hell of a lot worse than I thought it would be. As the Raiders continue to trickle into the abyss at 2-8 and just 1-4 in games played at home. 20 minutes from now, though, we will break down the Heisman Trophy, which I think is really fascinating this week, the penultimate week of the regular season in college football, and the bet you need to make ahead of this weekend's game. It's been a couple of weeks since we've made a Heisman bet, but this week it's time to dive in the Heisman Trophy market, and we will do just that coming up in the next segment. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern, our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, how we doing, man? You had a victory Monday yesterday. I have a victory Tuesday today, man. Who said our teams on YBYB can't get dubs?
Well, Mike Brown does because he's a fan of the New York Jets.
Hey,
sorry, Mike. Gotta take the shots when they're there.
Yeah, well, it's Chex betting market. Oh, two touchdown underdogs on Sunday. Great.
Yeah, Shedeur Sanders' passing prop is 25 yards higher than Justin Fields was in his last game.
Oh,
so, you know, not good.
Gosh. Yeah, that is brutal. That is brutal. Given that Shedeur, we all saw it on Sunday. Now, we have to be fair. He didn't get the full week of reps. All right.
Right.
He didn't get the full week. Okay. So like Shedeur, against all odds, will actually be able to get the reps this week. And if all indications are Gabriel's going to be in the protocol, we'll see what Shedeur looks like when he gets to practice and the game plan is centered around what he does well, which I'm assuming will be about four plays. But yeah, that's where we sit here with the New York Jets and the Cleveland Browns. But hey, I guess Shedeur has a chance to prove us wrong on Sunday. But let's waste no more time, though, Bill. Let's get into the big stories that we have coming up here this Tuesday afternoon. What's the number one thing we need to know?
I mean, we've got plenty to discuss, and as usual, we start in the NFL because the Steelers made it official what had previously been reported. Aaron Rodgers does have a fracture in his left wrist. They announced that today, that the injury, though, will not require surgery. Mike Tomlin said they're going to see how the week progresses and that he won't have an update on his status until Friday at the earliest. Looks like they'll be playing the game time decision thing with Rodgers this week. Tomlin also said pain tolerance isn't an issue with Rodgers. It's just going to be about how effective he can be. Now, Femi, with that news and based on how we know Rodgers struggles against the Chicago Bears, if Rodgers doesn't play this week, clearly he's ducking Caleb Williams.
Clearly, you know, Rodgers says, I don't want to go to Soldier Field. Not like I've made that a second home. You know, I don't want to go and do that. This is a team that scares me. The betting market, though, woohoo! This was 3 earlier. We are now down to 2.5 pretty much everywhere. Now, BetMGM still has a 3, but that's one of the last 3s that we have out there in the market. Like everywhere else I'm looking at, prominent domestics, sportsbooks here in Las Vegas where I'm at, I'm seeing 2.5. So if you like the Steelers and you believe Rodgers is going to play on Sunday, you can go ahead and make a legendary over at BetMGM and grab that Pittsburgh +3. To me, I'm not so sure how much of a difference there is between the two quarterbacks. And that might sound like Aaron Rodgers' shade, but like, I think honestly, Mason Rudolph is probably one of the better backups that we have in the NFL, isn't he? Like not like Mason Rudolph is a good player, but like in terms of the backup quarterbacks that we have, like I'd take Mason Rudolph on Dallas Cowboys for sure. You know, he's played a bunch of games. I mean, Mason Rudolph has even played in a playoff game. Didn't go well, but like he at least has the experience. So to me, yes, it's a downgrade, but it is a massive downgrade. I don't know. Like I already kind of leaned towards Pittsburgh when like we didn't know. Now under a field goal, I think it's just a pass for me. The Bears probably should be favored in the game, even if Rodgers plays. So great. But at 3, that's when I was like, hey, like maybe if Rodgers gets ruled out, we can get a 3.5 and then maybe we can bet the Steelers. But that doesn't seem like that's what's going to happen this week, barring something unforeseen coming up on Thursday or Friday. But like bets aside, this is a massive, massive football game. I was talking to Bill about this earlier this morning when we were getting ready for the show. Did you know if the Pittsburgh Steelers lose this game, which is what the betting market expects, the Chicago Bears are the favorites. If the Steelers lose and the Baltimore Ravens beat Mike Brown's New York Jets, the Ravens will be in first place here in week 12 after starting the year 1-5. That's how pivotal this game is. And that's just the Pittsburgh side of it. On the Chicago side, the Bears have a chance to go to 8-3. If they go to 8-3 at that point, it's like, what, we got to win 2, maybe 3 more games to make the playoffs? Like, this is a massive, massive football game. I can't wait to watch this one. My gut instinct tells me, I don't know, man, the Bears just might have something cooking this season with these balls bouncing their way and these last second wins in the fourth quarter. Caleb Williams with his mobility, late in games, creating magic. I think the Bears might win this game, Rodgers or no Rodgers. I would love to bet Steelers +3.5 because I think the Bears probably win by a field goal, but that doesn't seem like that's going to happen. So to me, I'd be looking on ways to bet the Chicago Bears, whether it's on the money line or put them in a parlay or whatever, but the Bears got the juice this year, man. I'm done fighting it. I'm done fighting it. Do I think they're good? No, but they seem to have the juice, and I do think they beat the Steelers and take one step closer to a playoff berth in year one with Ben Johnson. Bill, hit me with the next story.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I mean, more quarterback news. The Houston Texans play on Thursday Night Football this week. They'll be welcoming in the Buffalo Bills. Big news today. Texans do officially rule out C.J. Stroud. He is going to miss his third consecutive game with that concussion. Davis Mills will start once again. Buffalo, Femi, currently a 5.5-point road favorite over at BetMGM.
Oh, this was exactly what I was waiting for, baby. This is exactly what I was waiting for, because once we got the news of C.J. Stroud being ruled out, the betting market went to 6. And at 6, it's a bet for me on the Houston Texans. I love this setup. Now, for C.J. Stroud, this is obviously a bummer. He's going to miss a third game, which, I mean, that's pretty brutal in terms of the concussion. But it was a good sign that he was back on the field today at practice. I'm assuming he'll be back on the field tomorrow, which is a good indicator for what's going to happen next week when they take on the Indianapolis Colts. My guess is that Stroud will be ready to roll in that really important divisional matchup against Indianapolis next Sunday. But as for Thursday night, to me, the best unit on the field is the Houston Texans. They're also at home, and you can get 6. Now, BetMGM has 5.5, but there are other sportsbooks out there. There's one here in Las Vegas that's pretty sharp. Actually, a couple here in Las Vegas that have 6. But there, I think the 6s might pop up, because what do you think is going to happen? Tomorrow, Thursday, when recreational bettors get in the market, oh, it's Josh Allen in primetime against Davis Mills, I'll lay 5.5. And great, like, I totally respect that. Like, I understand. Josh Allen's amazing. We all saw him have 6 touchdowns last Sunday against Tampa Bay. But the Bucs defense is nothing compared to what Houston's defense is. And that game was also at home in Western New York. This game, raucous environment in Houston, where it's a Texans team that actually believes they have a chance to make the playoffs. And they should believe that. This defense is elite. And Davis Mills, I just got done talking about Mason Rudolph. Davis Mills is also a pretty good backup quarterback. Davis Mills has a bunch of experience. And Davis Mills is going up against a bad Buffalo defense. So you put a bad Buffalo defense against a Buffalo offense that's going to be a little bit shorthanded because Dalton Kincaid is likely to miss another game. How is Buffalo winning this game by margin? I think the Bills can definitely win, but this to me feels like this is Bills by 3, Bills by 4. Like, I think Houston will very much be in this football game, so I love taking 6. I don't have any money line bets because I'm just not so sure that they're going to win the game, but this is definitely going to be a close game, so I like the Texans plus 6. I think they put a scare in the Buffalo Bills because that pass rush is getting after Josh Allen, and when you get after Josh Allen, sometimes, as we saw even last week, he starts to get back and revert to the old Josh Allen, who throws the ball to the other team. Bill, hit me with the next story.
I mean, here's a bunch of notes on the New York Giants. First off, Abdul Carter, who was benched, and he did play, but he didn't start against the Green Bay Packers. That was due to reportedly sleeping through the team's walkthrough. Carter today said that story wasn't accurate and that he did miss the walkthrough, but that it was, quote, an honest mistake. Also, Giants faced Giants faced the Detroit Lions this week, and they may have QB Jackson Dart back. Dart has not cleared concussion protocol, but interim coach Mike Kafka says he's feeling good about his chances to play this week. Plus, you had Giants, including Cam Scadaboo, starting a brawl on Monday Night Raw. Got plenty of fans upset that Cam should be keeping his ankle rested. Femi, plenty of news coming out of the Big Apple with the G-Men.
Yeah, I saw the Cam Scadaboo tweet. You texted us in the show chat before the show. These young cats move different, I guess, is my response to the Cam Scadaboo tweet. That's all I'm like, we move different, I guess, when it's Gen Z. But the Carter story, this doesn't pass the sniff test. Something clearly happened, because there's no way because according to Abdul Carter, he was getting treatment. That's why he missed the walkthrough practice last week. You don't think the team would know that you're getting treatment, or that like the training staff wouldn't communicate that with the coach, or the coach wouldn't be like, hey, what's going on? Oh, you were getting treatment? Like, there's someone there that you could corroborate the story with? Like, come on. Really? Because you were getting treatment? Get out of here. I don't know what happened, whether he was acting a fool and then they had to discipline him for a series, or if he was at home and just slept through it like the reports were saying, but something clearly happened and we're not getting the truth with this story. And also too, on top of that, here's Abdul Carter, who was also with Cam Scadaboo at Monday Night Raw last night. Like, it's like, guys, I get it. We can have fun. We all have our hobbies outside of the jobs that we do. Who am I to criticize? I have hobbies as well. But like, the team stinks. You were benched. Now you're on Monday Night Raw. Cam Statabu, you broke your leg. And now you're on Monday Night Raw. It just doesn't look good, man. It doesn't. And sometimes, if it doesn't look good, you should probably pass on doing it. But for some reason, they're just like, whatever, I'm going to live my life, and I totally respect living your life, but you're also a professional, and you have a job, and that's why they pay you millions of dollars, and I guess in Scatterboo's pays hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like, come on, man. Like everyone needs to kind of just, like, mature here a little bit as opposed to being what they're doing right now. Now, as it pertains to Sunday, they're going to get their ass kicked by the Detroit Lions. Like, that's what's going to happen. Dart or no Dart. I hope Dart plays so that we can maybe get like under 10. Like, let's give us a 9.5 or give us a 9, something like that. I will lay that till the cows come home. The Detroit Lions coming off of a loss back at home indoors. We don't have to worry about Goff outside, etc. Yeah, the Lions are going to destroy the New York Giants. The Giants, like, this team is just done. Dead cat bounce spot, great. Congrats, you covered against Green Bay. I don't think this is going to be sort of any indicator of what's to come later on this season. And clearly, this team doesn't have a whole lot of respect for Kafka or whoever the powers that be in that building, because this would not be happening if they actually did. Bill, hit me with the next story.
All right, family, a little college football here, because reports have come out that the Ole Miss brass have given head coach Lane Kiffin an ultimatum that he needs to tell what his future coaching plans are by the Egg Bowl, which, of course, is Ole Miss's final regular season game next week against Mississippi State. Now, Lane Kiffin has spoken publicly and said that that report is not true, but he's also been very evasive about whether or not he's going to remain at Ole Miss or take another coaching job. Femi, if Kiffin does leave Ole Miss, that would be his sixth head coaching job over the last 20 years.
Wow. I mean, he's been a coveted guy recently. So good for you, Lane. We all remember how it was with the Raiders and with USC when you got fired on the tarmac. So good for Lane Kiffin that he actually has been able to get this going at Ole Miss and to where other big jobs will want him. But that's the thing, and I probably misspoke there, because Ole Miss right now is a big job in 2025. Like, there's no more, oh, like, big boy job or this job or whatever. No, with this new playoff and with the NIL and the portal, damn near every Power Four job is a big job. And yeah, like Texas is obviously a bigger job than Vanderbilt. But like, still, you understand what I'm saying. Everyone now gets a seat at the table. So you can win a national title at Ole Miss, as opposed to during the BCS era or in the 4-team playoff era, when that was never going to happen. In this 12-team playoff era, why can't you do that if you get the right financial backing from the NIL collective? Now, the unfortunate part of this new era of college football is that it speeds up this process. And that's where things kind of get a little bit haywire, because the reason why Ole Miss wants an answer, it's yes, because of the CFP that's coming up if they're fortunate enough to make it. But it's also, bro, they got to recruit. I mean, we got early signing day coming in December. We got portal opening up in the wintertime. Like, we can't have a coach that's just in flux and everyone's wondering as you head to the playoff or an SEC title game saying, is Lane Kiffin sticking around? No, dog, we need to know by Thanksgiving. And that's what they're telling him. Now, all these other jobs, Florida and LSU, they also need to know as well. So, like, that's how we get here. I ultimately think that Lane Kiffin is going to stay. I think he's going to get the massive extension because it's just way safer than going to Florida or going to LSU, where it looks to be a lot more chaotic than even in Ole Miss. Ole Miss seems like a great fit for Lane Kiffin, and as he's shown this year, they can compete maybe even for a national title. Bill, hit me with the last one before we head to break.
Femi, two big injury notes in the NBA. One, LeBron James, according to Shams, aiming to play tonight against the Utah Jazz. That'd be his season debut. He's a game-time decision. But for the Bucks, Giannis suffered a groin injury last night, set to undergo an MRI. Doc Rivers said it didn't look great. Could be a death blow for the Bucks if he's out an extended period.
Yeah, if Giannis has to miss a lot of time, I mean, that's like, good luck, Milwaukee. That's absolutely cooked. And for the Lakers, I think these last couple of weeks have shown us they need LeBron James. I know people were getting cute and being like, hey, like, look at Luka and Reeves. Maybe they can get it done without LeBron. And even before the season started, I thought that might be possible. That ain't possible. LeBron needs to come back quickly for this Lakers team, and it might happen tonight. Who you need to bet to win the Heisman coming up next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.